ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासनां विजाकवम् हरमिष्ठं जगत्पते भवाय श्रेयसे भूत्याय क्षेमाय विजयाय च तवासनां विजाकवम् हरमिष्ठं जगत्पते भवाय श्रेयसे भूत्याय क्षेमाय विजयाय च
O Lord Brahma, your position within this universe is certainly most auspicious for everyone, especially the cows and the Brahmins. Brahminical culture and the protection of cows can be increasingly glorified, and thus all kinds of material happiness, opulence, and good fortune will automatically increase. But unfortunately, if Hiranyakashipu occupies your seat, everything will be lost. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this verse, the words Vijagavam Paramestyam indicate the most exalted position of the Brahmins, Brahminical culture, and the cows. In Vedic culture, the welfare of the cows and the welfare of the Brahmins are essential. Without a proper arrangement for developing Brahminical culture and protecting cows, all the affairs of administration will go to hell. Being afraid that Hiranyakashipu would occupy the post of Brahma, all the demigods were extremely disturbed. Hiranyakashipu was a well-known demon, and the demigods knew that if demons and rakshasas were to occupy the supreme post, Brahminical culture and protection of cows would come to an end. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the original proprietor of everything is Lord Krishna. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram. The Lord therefore knows particularly well how to develop the material condition of the living entities within this material world. In every universe there is one Brahma engaged on behalf of Lord Krishna. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adhikavye, the principal creator in each Brahmanda is Lord Brahma, who imparts Vedic knowledge to his disciples and sons. On every planet, the king or supreme controller must be a representative of Brahma. Therefore, if a rakshasa or demon were situated in Brahma's post, then the entire arrangement of the universe, especially the protection of the Brahminical culture and cows, would be ruined. All the demigods anticipated this danger, and therefore they went to request Lord Brahma to take immediate steps to thwart Hiranyakashipu's plan. In the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma was attacked by two demons, Madhu and Kaitava, but Krishna saved him. Therefore, Krishna is addressed as Madhu Kaitavahantra. Now again, Hiranyakashipu was trying to replace Brahma. The material world is so situated that even the position of Lord Brahma, not to speak of ordinary living entities, is sometimes in danger. Nonetheless, until the time of Hiranyakashipu, no one had tried to replace Lord Brahma. Hiranyakashipu, however, was such a great demon that he maintained this ambition. The word Bhutyai means for increasing opulence. And the word Shreyase refers to ultimately returning home back to Godhead. In spiritual advancement, one's material position improves at the same time that the path of liberation becomes clear and one is freed from material bondage. If one is situated in an opulent position in spiritual advancement, his opulence never decreases. Therefore, such a spiritual benediction is called bhuti or vibhuti. Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam mama tejom sasambhavam. If a devotee advances in spiritual consciousness and thus becomes materially opulent also, his position is a special gift from the Lord. Such opulence is never to be considered material. At the present, especially on this planet Earth, the influence of Lord Brahma has decreased considerably, and the representatives of Hiranyakashipu, the Rakshasas and demons, have taken charge. Therefore, there is no protection of Brahminical culture in cows, which are the basic prerequisites for all kinds of good fortune. This age is very dangerous because society is being managed by demons and Rakshasas. O Lord Brahma, your position within this universe is certainly most auspicious for everyone, especially the cows and Brahmins. Brahminical culture and the protection of cows can be increasingly glorified, and thus all kinds of material happiness, opulence, and good fortune will automatically increase. But unfortunately, if Hiranyakashipu occupies your seat, everything will be lost. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, entitled Hiranyakashipu's Plan to Become Immortal. Maharaj, with your permission and blessings, may I speak? May I speak with your blessings and permission? Thank you. My worshipable senior god brother, without the blessings of our seniors, we do not have the grace of Krishna or Guru. And without that grace, whatever we do, if we can even do it, it is hollow, shallow, and without spiritual substance. And it is spiritual substance that not only changes the heart of the doer, but changes the heart of all those persons who we are trying to serve. Seeking the substance or the essence is what Krishna consciousness is. Srimad Bhagavatam tells that when you water the root of the tree, all parts of the tree are nourished. The trunk, the bark, the branches, the twigs, the leaves, the flowers. Everything prospers when the root is served nicely. Krishna is the root of all that exists.
Aham sarvasya prabhava matya sarvam prabhartate. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samantate.
Krishna tells us, He is the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from Him. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service, Krishna says, and worship me with all their hearts. Krishna is the root of all existence. Every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. The whole spiritual world is an expansion of His spiritual potency, and the whole material world is a manifestation of His Bahiranga Shakti, or His external energy. So everything can be accomplished simply by putting water on the root of the tree, simply by pleasing Krishna. Atapumbird vijastreshtas varnashrama vibhakasha shvanushtatasya dharmasa samsidir haritoshanam. Whatever our varna, whatever our ashram, whatever our life may be, our success is simply to the extent we please Krishna. And if we do not please Krishna, shrameivahi kevalam, we have simply wasted our time. The world may praise you. Your name may be in lights. You may have millions of followers and billions of dollars coming. But it is all without substance. Nothing of it can touch your soul unless it pleases Krishna. So the root of all spiritual as well as real material prosperity is simply dependent on pleasing Krishna. All external endeavors are superficial if we forget this principle. Sahajya prajashvishva parovacha prajatapati. Krishna tells in Gita, at the very beginning, I have created demigods and man, and I've created everything. And I've also given this instruction to perform yajna. Yajna ratat kamanon yatra lokomam karma bandhana. Work done as sacrifice for the Supreme Lord. To please the Supreme Lord must be performed. Otherwise, any work anyone does is only a cause of bondage. This is the essence of yajna, to please the Lord. This is the heart of everything. Now, the preachers of Krishna consciousness, they know this. Krishna tells us, the acharyas tell us. Water the root of the tree. Therefore, the supreme yajna is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord in this age of Kali. Because it purifies our heart. It awakens our love for God. It pleases Krishna. It eradicates our sins and it eradicates our sinful inclinations. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, Param Vijayate Su Krishna Sankirtanam. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anashambhava. Krishna tells that we need food grains. Prabhupada say, in your factories, you cannot drink oil from your oil refineries. You can't eat your nuts and bolts and all of these things. You need food. And food is only the grace of God. There cannot be food without sunshine, without rain.
And rain is born of sacrifice. And sacrifice means to satisfy the Lord, the controller, the proprietor of everything. And if we try to make artificial arrangements for prosperity, ultimately, as Prahlad Maharaj explains, the solutions that we try to create for our problems create a more serious, complicated problem than the original problem. That is what we see in the world today. Here in India, in so many parts of the world, there's this fear of population explosion. And how much suffering and shortage there will be because of the growth of population. Krishna gives solution. To purify your heart, control your mind and senses. But we don't want to take his solution. Because it's a little difficult. So family planning, abortion, contraceptive devices. But the problem is, it's murder. It's killing a human being. And what is the karma? In some countries, for every 3 children born, there's one who is killed in the womb. How many tens and millions of abortions every year? And the government, in some countries like here, the government promoting it to solve a problem. But what they do not understand is they're creating a worse problem. Mass bad karma, vikarma. And that massive bad karma will come back not only by polluting the minds and the hearts of people, but there will be reactions within this world. Droughts, tsunamis, hurricanes, and maybe the dropping of bombs. Is that the solution? To actually be intelligent, we have to see the whole picture. Real management, every individual problem we try to solve should be in reference to the whole picture of what the scene is and what we're trying to do. If we just try to solve a problem without understanding how it's going to affect everything else in the present and in the future, we can be creating hell. People have little pain. They take some drugs to kill the pain. They do. But then they become drug addicts, which is a bigger problem. Then they're frustrated with becoming drug addicts. They can't give it up. So they want to solve that problem. They commit suicide. Then they become a ghost. And they suffer thousands, hundreds and thousands of times worse. And then as a ghost, they want to solve that problem by harassing someone else. And then they increase their karma and have to suffer more perpetually. We don't like to walk. Horses are too slow. So we create automobiles. It's a solution. Srila Prabhupada quotes Chanakya Pandit. He said, a happy person is one who satisfies all his economic needs without ever having to leave the immediate vicinity of his home. That is a happy man. It used to be everyone was like that. But we don't like to walk, you know, across town. So we create automobiles and airplanes and trains and so many things. And now, how much suffering? Here in Bombay, people crawling all over each other on the railway. Motive ignorance, horrible. Just to get to work every day. Traffic jams for hours. I listened to a tape the other day where Srila Prabhupada was explaining that he met one man who lived in Vancouver, which is the west coast of Canada. And every 5 days a week, every day, to get to work, he had to take an airplane about 3,000 miles to Toronto and then come back at night. Hare Krishna. Is that happy life? And today families are being divided so much. You're living in Bombay and then all of a sudden your company sends you to Zambia in Africa. Yes, we have one devotee, nice devotee, sent to Ghana or something, somewhere in Africa. Otherwise the company doesn't want you. You do what they say. So many problems. And all the pollution. And then the oil shortage and the price going up. And the global warming. Recently there was an article that in Antarctica, a major section of ice, which has never melted before in our known history, is rapidly melting. And at the rate it's melting, it could very soon rise the levels of the sea all over the world. You see how everything is interconnected. Some ice in Antarctica will make, if it melts too much, will make Bombay into a bay. Unless it's bombed. These are the solutions. Simple problems have become impossible, inconceivable problems. Because we do not understand that if we please Krishna, that is the only real problem. Everything is provided. Krishna provides everything. We read about the rule of Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhisthira. These great kings, because they inspired all their citizens to follow spiritual principles, dharma. Everything was provided. It was impossible, unless in some sort of war, it was impossible for a child to die before their parents. Prabhupada quotes in Ram Lila and also in Krishna Lila, child died from a Brahmin and they blamed Ugrasena Maharaj. They blamed Ramchandra. It's your fault. You're the king. This is unnatural. It cannot happen. And it practically never did happen. Because everything was just working so naturally according to a divine plan. But when there's sinful activity, everything becomes polluted. So much suffering. So just as we know this secret, Hiranyakashipu and great demons, they also know the secret. What pleases Krishna will create prosperity. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo. What really pleases Krishna is to honor and serve the Brahminical culture and the cows. Krishna revealed. Most important thing. in the Govardhan Puja Leela, Nanda Maharaj was performing or about to perform this age-old tradition of worshipping Indra. And when Krishna, who was then only 7 years old, he asked Nanda Maharaj, what is all this elaborate arrangements for? Nanda Maharaj said, this is our family custom. For generations we have been doing it. We are Vaishyas. We protect cows. We grow crops. It is only possible when there is rain. Indra is the devata who has the control over rain. Unless we satisfy Indra, there will not be rain, and we will all suffer. So Krishna told, we are not depending on Indra. Because it's all a matter of karma. If we do good karma, then Indra has to send rain. He's obliged. If we do sinful karma, then he doesn't have to. Look at the ocean. It rains in the ocean. The ocean doesn't need rain. So we're protecting the cows. We're taking care of the Brahmins. We're worshipping the Lord. What do we need this Indra? And Krishna established, do three things. Worship Govardhan Hill, the Brahmins, and the cows. That's all. Now here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead telling the world what pleases him most. It's so simple. Krishna promises everything will be provided. Spiritually, materially, everything. If we just worship Govardhan Hill, who is Govardhan Hill? Govardhan Hill is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Worship the Supreme Lord. And Govardhan Hill is also Haridas Bharya. He's the greatest devotee. The gopis pray to Sri Giriraj that there is no better devotee than Govardhan because he knows how to satisfy the heart of Krishna by providing very nice grasses for the cows. And so much nice grass. The grass is very soft. So it does, and very gentle for the mouth of the cow. It doesn't cut it. And it's very fragrant and tasteful. And it's full of vitamins to give and nutrients to give the cow good health. And also, it creates very, very tasty, abundant milk. And Govardhan is providing lakes for the cows to drink the water. And the cowherd boys drink that water. And these lakes are all crystal clear. And the water is as flavorful and fragrant as nectar. And provides beautiful caves where Krishna and the gopas and the gopis can rest in very cool, quiet places. And those caves have jewels and natural bedsteads. Yes, Govardhan Hill is providing everything. And the nice stones of Govardhan Hill. In the winter, they're warm. In the summer, they're cool. Whenever a cow, a calf, a gopa steps on them, they become very soft like a flower petal. Because Govardhan is so expert at pleasing the cows and pleasing the devotees, servant of the servant of the servant, Govardhan is most dear to Krishna. So Govardhan is the greatest devotee, and Govardhan is God himself. So Krishna says, you worship Govardhan, the Supreme Lord, and the greatest of devotees, and you worship the Brahmins, who are establishing and preserving Dharma, true bhakti, within this world, by their actions, and by their teachings and the cows, because the cows are so very dear to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains how and why cow protection is so important. In one morning walk, Srila Prabhupada said very clearly that the barometer, that means the instrument by which you test something, the barometer of the spirituality of any society is simply how happy the cows are. If the cows are happy, that means that society is spiritually and morally strong. If the cows are suffering, to that degree, it is degraded, sinful. And how do we protect cows? I mean, how do we make a cow happy? Through protection. They're innocent. They're completely dependent on human beings. Yes? And they provide the most essential of all foodstuffs, milk, which provides ghee for yajna, which provides the nutrient food that helps to develop our brain and develop our Krishna consciousness, if it's taken properly. Krishna himself, his eternal occupation in Vrindavan, is to herd cows and calves and to take care of the bulls. Now, Krishna consciousness, we understand that the spirit soul, the part of Krishna, is in every living being. And a devotee must be very careful, Srila Prabhupada says, to show compassion to everyone. Of course, we shouldn't be proud just of being vegetarians. One day, just some years ago, some devotee was talking about the previous pope, of how he was doing so much work to rid the Eastern Europe countries of communism. And he was doing so much philanthropy work and inspiring so much, you know, peace and compassion to human beings. And it was an article all about him, and it also told what he ate. And I'm not going to mention what he ate, but it was definitely not vegetarian. So this devotee was just really criticizing the Pope for being demoniac because he eats meat. So I thought about that. And I said to him that the Pope is very compassionate to human beings, but his compassion ends there. He has no real compassion for the other children of Krishna, the animals. So, but many of us devotees, we're very kind to the animals, but we're cruel to human beings, especially each other. He's making so many sacrifices for his people. Are we? Devotees could be very, very rude to each other, cruel to each other, hurt each other. That's violence. Speaking harsh words is violence. By our words, we can be violent. It's not just a physical matter. By our actions. So Krishna consciousness is a very, very full-fledged form of nonviolence. Compassion to human society, and to extend that to all living beings. Srila Prabhupada writes that in the West, people are very compassionate to dogs. In fact, once I was driving and There was a radio show that someone was listening to in the car, and it was a talk show, and there was a very leading person from the anti-cruelty to animal organization. And that person was speaking very, very strongly. That same morning, he saw a dog that was tied to a post, and the chain was only about 6 inches between his neck and the post. And the poor dog had nowhere to go, and he was just suffering, standing there. Couldn't run, just standing near this post like a prisoner. And this person said he called the police, and the police actually arrested the owner of that dog. And he was very proud, what I have done. So then there was people calling in with questions, and one person called. May have been a devotee, I don't know. But he said, what did you eat for lunch today? And he said, hamburger, which is, you know, a cow. He said, don't you see hypocrisy? A cow, a little dog is just, can't run, and you're making such a big scene and arresting that person, and you are killing and eating cows? Can you explain? They're both animals. The person was speechless. Couldn't say anything. He said, well, that's what everybody eats. That's our culture. Now, a devotee is also kind to dogs. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, people used to give him donations, and he would buy rasgullas and feed them to the dogs of Navadweep. But comparatively, what a dog can do to help society and a cow. Srila Prabhupada says, the dog is going all over the place passing urine and stool and contaminating it. And so, in fact, in one place, Prabhupada says a dog is a really great offender because he has no hesitation to pass urine on Tulsi. But the cow is providing milk, ghee. Prabhupada goes into details in this particular letter. He says, providing such nice milk to make yogurt, dahi, and rasgulla, sandesh, and gulab jamuns, and ghee to make kachoris and samosas. So many nice foods. And the cow and the dung is pure, and the urine is pure and medicinal. Everything about the cow. Simply blessing society. Dog, everything's contaminated. You don't see anyone rubbing dog stool on their walls. But in my own little room here in the temple, many visitors, they just, from the West, they said, this is the most beautiful walls I ever saw. So much texture, such beautiful color. It's so fresh, so alive. What is it? I said, it's cow dung. It's beautiful. Srila Prabhupada says when he was young, they would put cow dung on the floor, fresh cow dung on the walls, and it was just so fresh and so nice and so much induces Krishna consciousness because it's sattvic. Even the greatest lover of dogs will not put their stool on the walls. What to speak of drink their milk. You ever doggy. not possible. So yes, we should be kind to every living being, including the dogs. The dog's virtue, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Tumito Thakur, Tomara Kukur, said, "My Lord, you are my Lord, and I am your dog." Just a very, very loyal, faithful servant. The cow protection is very much at the heart of pleasing Krishna. And just as we understand that, those who are trying to corrupt and exploit human society, they know it too, directly or indirectly. If they want to exploit and create a godless civilization, you see, if there's God consciousness, they cannot really exploit. People are strong. People are wise. People are protected. You have to take away the God consciousness, then you could really exploit. Srila Prabhupada said the only problem in the entire creation is a lack of Krishna consciousness. Everything else is provided if there's just Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said in this Hare Krishna movement, there is no attack, there is no power of any government or anything in this world that could impede our progress. It is only if Maya gets us from within. If we don't cooperate, if we start making offenses to each other, if our taking shelter of the holy name and hearing Hari Katha is decreasing, then we will definitely fall victim to Maya. All we have to do is be spiritually strong. Nothing can impede us. Even the tests and the problems that come will only make us stronger. Srila Prabhupada proved that in many cases. Krishna proved it. He was purely taking shelter of Krishna, the order of his spiritual master. Is disease an impediment? Before he even began his mission, he had 2 heart attacks on a cargo ship. And shortly after that, he had a stroke. But because he was sincerely pleasing Krishna by chanting his holy name, by speaking his words, those tests only caused the movement to expand greater. Here in Bombay, so many difficulties. He got the land in Radharas Bihari Temple in Juhu, and then the owner tried to take it away and cheat him. And the owner, I think he was at one time the sheriff of Bombay. He was a powerful politician. He had a very huge contacts, government contacts. He was wealthy. Prabhupada and his disciples had nothing. They had no money. They had nothing. Prabhupada's in his mid-70s. His disciples, totally inexperienced here in India, easily cheated, and a very powerful man was trying to take it all away. It was a big test. At one point, we began construction. People came down and started tearing down the building. But because Prabhupada was pleasing Krishna, what was the result? The most magnificent temple of Srila Prabhupada in all the world. Radharas Bihari Temple. Pure marble temple. We were reading in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita by His Holiness Satsarupa Goswami Maharaj just last week, how Prabhupada came to that temple and he wanted everything marble. And they were saying, "Prabhupada, it costs too much." They were just putting they were putting other kind of flooring on. Prabhupada said, "No, marble."
He said, Prabhupada, it will make the whole cost rise. Prabhupada said, don't worry, cost. It must be first class. This temple must be first class.
So then they've got the cheapest possible marble.
Prabhupada said, what is this nonsense? Marble. I want first class white marble. Get out. So, but Prabhupada, the cost. He said, well, I will pay.
No other temple like that. Most magnificent temple in all of ISKCON. But it was a result of so much, the most difficult of all temples that was ever built. The most opposition. But nothing could stop it. And Prabhupada knew that nothing could stop because we're pleasing the Lord. Prabhupada was pleasing Krishna. That's all that matters. So within our movement, if we are pleasing Krishna, Krishna is all-powerful. He will protect us. If we're not pleasing Krishna, then Maya will crush us through her various agencies within this age of Kali. If you're not chanting, Prabhupada writes in a purport, at least 16 rounds attentively every day, you may, at any moment, you may fall victim to Maya. Chanting Hare Krishna, following these four regulative principles, serving Vaishnavas, serving the mission, this pleases Krishna. No matter what obstacles or difficulties come, as long as we're doing those things faithfully, as long as we have proper Vaishnava relationships, we're not making offenses, we're doing nice sadhana, and we're enthusiastic to serve, we have nothing to fear. All we have to do is carry on, and Krishna will be there to help us. But if we're not doing, Prabhupada says, if we become impure within, or fighting within, then we will lose the battle. The essence. We must keep focused on the essence. Good management, good organization, good accounting are necessary. Prabhupada said they were. It's like building good pillars within our society. But the pillars of a building are only as strong as the foundation holding it up. And the foundation is our spiritual purity, our sadhana, our willingness to cooperate together to please Guru and Krishna. That is the foundation. In the Bible, Lord Jesus said, if you build a house on sand, a storm will knock it down. But if you build it on rock, then no storm, no power can make it fall. So the foundation of everything we do spiritually is pleasing Krishna. And Krishna tells us, worship Him, serve those who are near and dear to Him, His devotees, with care. Brahminical culture, which is preaching, book distribution, and cow protection. If we just do these things, Krishna will be there to empower us and protect us. But the demons know this. Therefore, they strike right there to just take the foundation right out from under us. When Kali wanted to rule the world, what did he do? He went right to the cow and the bull. Very significant. Was beating the bull and beating the cow, torturing them. Because he knew. If he takes, the bull represents dharma, the cow represents the motherhood of our spiritual lives. The mother and the father of society are symbolized in the cow and the bull. He knew, if I exploit them, the whole society will be mine. He went right to the root because he knows the philosophy. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj attacked him and punished him. But now, the government leaders, instead of protecting the very foundation of society, they are under the influence, control of Kali. Slaughterhouses. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes cry when he would talk about slaughterhouses. Killing your old mother. You drink the milk, therefore she's your mother, she's nourishing you, and then you'll kill her to drink her blood. What kind of society is this? Srila Prabhupada, in one letter, Prabhupada writes, besides preaching, cow protection is a most important part of our mission. Now, living here in a city, we may think, what does it really have to do with us? Is this just some, you know, some old tradition he's trying to carry on? But no, Srila Prabhupada understands the science of what pleases Krishna. And what activities incriminate us in the worst sins. But Prabhupada's vision of cow protection is in order to make the cows and bulls happy, they must feel protected and they must feel valued. Every human being, if we're not feeling protected and valued, we will be in anxiety. Just like husband and wives. Wife is a mother also, mother of your children. Home all day, taking care of children, cooking, cleaning, everything else. If the husband doesn't give her a sense of value, she'll be miserable. Appreciation, encouragement. A brahmachari. Brahmachari's working so hard. If a brahmachari doesn't feel that what he's doing is valuable, the anxiety. It's a very deep human need to feel valued, to feel cared for, to be encouraged. The cow and bull, when their little babies are taken away from them, Prabhupada says he has seen cows crying when the calf is taken away. Motherly. Last year I told you the story of that dog. Do you remember? Should I tell it again? We'll examine a dog and then multiply that by hundreds and thousands and we understand the feelings of a cow. When we were in Udupi, I was with His Holiness Niranjan Swami doing some Ayurvedic treatment. And there was a mother dog. And she had three little puppies. And they were just living on where we were staying. It was just a dirt road to get there. Just one lane. And cars would come. And they would always, the little puppies would play on the road. And just before I came, one puppy got hit by a dog. And the mother was so sad, it was dead. So another day, this little puppy, puppies are really
They're very attractive, actually. Babies, just somehow or other, in any species, are really attractive to the heart. So this little puppy, it was digging a hole on the side of the road. It was really attentive, like digging. Really. For hours every day. Intensely digging. Because it wanted a nice place to sleep. It took about 3 days of digging this hole. Hours every day. And the mother would come by and see her little child digging and thinking, oh, how nice. The mother would just look so approvingly on her little child. So one day I took a walk along these railroad tracks through fields, and I was coming back to the place we were staying. And that little puppy had finished its hole and was just curled up in the hole sleeping. So nice. So nice. But then somehow or other, a car, a big, what do they call it, SUVs? It was a big car. It was coming, and it just kind of went off to the side of the road because a motorcycle was parked near the road, so it would have to go off to the side, and all of a sudden I hear, just ran right over that little dog. This big, monstrous machine just kept going, didn't stop. The mother heard it. And she was just sniffing at this little dog, was still alive. And I ran over there, and this little puppy was just trembling in pain, and blood was coming out of its nose, and blood was coming out of its mouth, and it was just, its legs were just shivering in pain. And it goes, it was a piteous sound, so much pain. And the mother was just standing there watching, helpless. Her eyes were just glazed with agony and motherly love. It's amazing. So I knelt down next to the dog and chanted Hare Krishna. And amazing, the mother stepped back and just honored that. And I was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. I chanted about 5 minutes, and then the little puppy was going, and then one last flap, and it died. And at the moment it died, the mother, who was right next to me, the moment that little puppy died, it was the most pathetic sound you could imagine. I can't imitate it so good, because I'm lower than a dog, perhaps. But the mother just, as soon as that child just stopped flapping and just died, the mother... And tears were pouring from her eyes. At the very moment. So I walked away. And the mother was just totally in agony, confused, licking the little child. Just licking and licking and licking and licking. And smelling it. I came back 3-4 hours later. It was still licking and smelling that child. And crying. Finally, I told one devotee, I said, you know, maybe one of the neighbors could bury it because this mother will never find any peace of mind. She can't give up this dead body of her child. So they took the child away and buried it. But every day for the next week, whenever I came out, practically the whole day, the mother was just sniffing the hole. And crying. Sniffing the hole where her little child died and crying. Now a dog is a very low birth in the animal scale. The cow is the highest, most developed, most evolved. To say that there is no soul... To say that there is no feeling,
It is simply due to egotism and ignorance. Whatever a human being wants to justify, we could make a whole psychology and philosophy about it. I remember in 1976, Srila Prabhupada came to New Vrindavan. And he was supposed to stay for 2 weeks. But after maybe 4 or 5 days, it became very cold and rainy. And Prabhupada got very sick. Every day he would give his darshans, he would give class in the morning in the temple, in Bahulaban, and in the evening at the house he was staying, they set up a beautiful wooden vyasasan that was carved by the same person that carved all of these things here. And maybe 50, 60 devotees would sit in the grass and ask him questions for about 2 hours every day. But one day it was very cloudy and cold and rainy, and all the devotees came, and Prabhupada was sick. So his secretary, who was then Pushtakrishna Swami, he said, Prabhupada is not going to meet anyone today because he's feeling very ill. So devotees all were really sad. Sad that he was ill. Sad that they couldn't meet him. Because it was so rare. He'd only come once every 2 years. And people were getting shifts to meet him. It's not that everybody could come every day. You know, it's like maybe once or twice during his whole visit, everyone got to actually be at that darshan. So devotees were leaving, very sad. And somehow Prabhupada looked out the window and saw the devotees leaving. And he told one of his entourage, Pradyumna Prabhu, he said, call them back, I will meet them. So Pradyumna went out and called. He went out into the cold, rainy outside and Prabhupada will have darshan. And everyone was very happy and ran inside. But it happened, had to be inside the living room of the house. But Prabhupada was too sick to speak. He just told Pradyumna Prabhu to read from the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about the effects of the age of Kali. And Prabhupada said, I will just sit with the devotees and you read. But as he was reading, the influences that will come in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada was becoming really enlivened. I remember some of the things that were said. He said, in Kali Yuga, that people will not be respected and considered beautiful because of their attributes, but because of how they wear their hair. Something like that. And Prabhupada said, yes, you see the hippie movement. People are considered, although they're engaging in abominable activities, are considered beautiful because they grow their hair long. He said, Vedavyas wrote this book 5,000 years ago. At that time, there was no hippie movement. But he knew past, present, and future. Trikalagya. And then there was another where it said that people will go very, very distant places to a holy place of pilgrimage just to bathe in the river without associating with holy people. That's a symptom of Kali. And Prabhupada said, yes, when I was young, I lived in Calcutta, and the Ganges is flowing in Calcutta, and people would spend so much time and so much money to go all the way to Haridwar to bathe in the Ganges without associating with holy people. And then he was talking about, you know, so many beautiful things. Anyways, Prabhupada told his secretary that we should leave early because this place is not good for my health. So the devotees at New Vrindavan really felt devastated. So Kirtanananda Swami, he approached Prabhupada. And he said, Prabhupada, if this New Vrindavan is not suitable to your health, then we'll close this whole project down and we'll start somewhere better, where the wealth, where the weather is suitable to your health. We'll shut everything down and go to a good climate where you could live and be happy. He was serious. Would you like to hear Srila Prabhupada's reply? Srila Prabhupada's reply was very, very instructive of what was in his heart. He said, because you are protecting the cows here, this whole project is successful and I am satisfied. And I will stay for the duration of the next next 10 days. Because I am satisfied by your success in taking care of the cows. Now, it's not that Prabhupada was just sentimental about cows. Prabhupada had a compassionate spirit of delivering the whole human society. And he knew that this example of cow protection was essential for his purpose. To promote the worship of God, Brahminical culture, and cow protection. That's what pleases Krishna. If we do everything else, but we don't please Krishna, we will fail. So Hiranyakashipu, he knew that as long as there's cow protection, Brahminical culture, and worship of the Supreme Lord, the Lord will protect society. And therefore he will not be able to exploit it. So he goes right to the heart, like Kali, later on. And we see, when he tells his demoniac followers what to do, this is the orders he goes. Destroy all the goshalas. Kill all the cows. Wherever there's yajna, stop it. Destroy Brahminical culture. Destroy the agricultural fields. Because he knew if he can attack the very heart of Krishna's presence in these forms of Brahminical culture and cow protection, then he could totally exploit and rule over the entire society, the entire universe. So we can understand how important Brahminical culture and cow protection is simply by seeing how that was the priority aim of Hiranyakashipu, to destroy it. And Srila Prabhupada, he taught us this plain living and high thinking. Actually, if we just took these lessons of Prabhupada seriously, when he spoke it and developed it, the whole world would be turning to us today. Amongst thinking people, environmental friendly alternatives, eco-friendly societies, positive alternatives to the whole industrialization and oil exploitation. People see that society has no real future. It's doomed if we just keep going on this way.
No one was thinking about it in the 1970s and 60s, but Prabhupada was. He told us then, don't use these tractors. Use the oxen and the bulls. Make them feel happy because they're valued and useful. And show the society how they're useful. Protect the cows. Grow food, nice milk. All economic problems are solved. One of our devotees, he gives lectures, he does preaching in the colleges in America. He said, this is the main thing on people's minds now. The more deep-thinking college students. Environmentalism. Positive natural alternatives that are friendly to the environment and respectful to Mother Earth. Al Gore. It's very nice, his name is Gore. But he just got Nobel Prize for his documentary on global warming. Why? Because it's so much the topic of the world. And nobody knows how to deal with it. Prabhupada knows how to deal with it. Prabhupada, his vision is the only sustainable way to deal with it. There is no other sustainable way. Because everything else is against the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna has created material existence, and he knows how it works. And he knows how it will work properly. He has given. Prabhupada emphasized this plain living, high thinking, cow protection, nice agriculture, using the bulls, using the oxen. If we just would have stuck to that, as Prabhupada instructed in the 1970s and developed it over the past almost 40 years. The world, the politicians, the students, the professors, they would be seeing the Hare Krishna movement is the model, the best possible model. Everything that we're straining our brains to understand. That was Srila Prabhupada's preaching vision. But somehow or other, this plain living, high thinking, we diverted. Why? Because it just wasn't the most expedient way to get things done. And I remember one community, they were working oxen and horses to plow the fields. But then they began construction, so they got a tractor. But Prabhupada said, Prabhupada specifically said, don't use tractors that run on oil. If you use tractors, then the cows and the bulls will become useless. The person said, we'll just use it just for some time. And then after we just, you know, clear the fields very nicely and build some nice structures, temples and houses and everything, then we'll definitely get rid of this tractor and go back to the cows and bulls. But then another tractor. And then a bigger tractor. And then bigger tractors, and bigger tractors, and bigger tractors. So there's a whole fleet of big tractors. And the cows and bulls are just grazing in the fields. And we're spending huge amounts of money to buy food to feed them. And soon all the devotees forgot how to take care of cows and bulls, how to use the bulls, and all the bulls were untrained, and more tractors. And soon we couldn't even afford the tractors. Everything fell.
everything. All the so-called prosperity we were building, 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 just collapsed, and there was nothing practically. Because we weren't seeing the whole picture. The picture that Prabhupada drew for us of the ideal to save millions and millions of people within society, to save the earth. Prabhupada was such a visionary. If only we would have just followed. But it's never too late. If only we will follow. By remaining very pure, by chanting Hare Krishna, by Hari Katha, hearing the glories of Krishna, by serving the Vaishnavas with sincerity and devotion and humility, by preaching this message of Krishna consciousness, and by plain living high thinking, which centers especially around honoring Mother Earth and honoring Mother Cow. Protecting Mother Earth and protecting Mother Cow and Father Bull. It is critical to the spiritual and physical prosperity of all of humanity. And that is why Prabhupada emphasized it so strongly. Devotees were thinking, what a... we're milking some cows and we're wearing boots and we're all full of mud and how is this spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world? Let's build this and let's do this and let's go here. Didn't see. But in many ways, that's the same mistake you can make with your children. There's no immediate results in taking care of children. So, just put the least priorities for the children and the most qualified people should be building and making money and distributing books and doing so many other things. Because there's no results in this now. But in the end, the children, the women, the cows, if they weren't respected and protected, we may have built by making other priorities, but in the future, it's inevitable. Everything must collapse. And the influence of Hiranyakashipu, which is so much ruling the world, will prevail unless we can access Krishna's mercy, Krishna's unlimited supreme power by pleasing Him. And it begins with simple things like chanting your Om sincerely, taking care of cows, and serving the Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. Maharaj, would you like to speak something? Should we have questions or is it too late? We'll have one question. Vrindavan Ananda is a special guest.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, Krishna is known as Gopal. He is the protector of cows. But we see in today's society so many cows are being killed mercilessly. So, how to know that Krishna, being Gopal, we see many cows are being killed, and if it is because of laws of karma, if cows being killed were cow killers in the past life, then how we can worship them?
That is not your business, Prabhu. He's asking if the karma of killing cows, whatever that cow would have been in its past life, it's a cow now. Yes? And if you harm that cow, you get the full-fledged karmic reaction of harming a cow. Doesn't matter what it was in the past life. Now it's innocent. Yes? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to intervene with all this bad karma, to get Krishna to intervene. Dairam Prabhu.
My question is about the practical viability of, you know, having a cow farm. Because the modern society has such a consumeristic system that cow milk is, you know, 15 rupees a liter and Coca-Cola is 40 rupees a liter, you know. So if you really protect the cow, you know, the cost of milk would be much higher. So how would such a, you know, cow protecting community will be able to survive in the given economic situation of the, you know, society today?
What is that? If you protect the cow, the price of milk becomes more?
I'm saying that if you want to do it as a, you know, Vaishya, cow protection is a part of a Vaishya, it's a business. We're supposed to generate fund, but if you do it as, you know, business, we'll take care of the cows, protect the cows, and the milk should, you know, support the cost. But the modern society, because of the slaughter of the cows and different, you know, systems they have introduced, the cost, the price of the milk is much lower, like 15, 16 rupees or 20 rupees a liter, whatever it's here. But if you really protect the cows and take care of them, cows and bulls, it shouldn't be less than the 40, 45, 50 rupees per liter it should cost you. But a modern society where, you know, consumerism is what people pay by supply and demand. So Coca-Cola is 40 rupees, you know, useless stuff like that, and cow milk is 20 rupees. That's the reality we are living in, unfortunately. So how would we have a sustainable business as cow protection? If you do it as a charity, it's fine, but if it's done as a, you know, a business, that's Vaishya activity.
A real Vaishnava will figure out the way. Very well. Definitely. If you're really a Vaishya, you will figure, if you're Krishna conscious, you will figure out the way. Where there's a will, there's a way. We have to use our intelligence. But yes, this is what's destroying the earth. It's cheaper to use plastic. Economically, at least immediately, it seems to be more sensible to use plastic cups and plastic plates and plastic this and plastic bags. It's destroying the whole earth. It's destroying the whole ecology. But it's cheaper and easier. Kali Yuga's like that. Bad things are easy. Destructive, corrupt things are cheaper. Yes? Doing the right thing takes more endeavor. It takes more manpower and more money to buy stainless steel plates and wash them after every Sunday feast. Much easier to just serve out plastic plates and plastic cups and throw them away. Yes? In our yatras, we would sometimes serve with plastic. And then we'd leave a place, and I remember when we went to Bail Ban, we served prasad there, and we just saw just thousands of plastic cups just laying all over the place, polluting the holy dham. And they never disintegrate. They just remain forever. We decided never again on our yatras. So the yatra committee had to actually a lot of effort a lot of strain to provide, you know, a type of facility for people to take prasad that does not pollute the dham of Vrindavan, Mayapur. But in the end, it will save money, it will save lives, it will save the world. Yes? In the beginning, it may appear that way. But we have to see the whole picture. Unless we show an example to the world, even if it does cost more at the beginning, initially it may cost more to take proper care of cows. But in the end, if we do it, it will save human society. It will give an example. And the cost of not doing it will be tragically enormous. Yes? So that is where we must have faith in the principles of the Shastra, the Acharyas, and the Lord. And then we use our intelligence to execute that, rather than just selling out to the immediate apparent inconvenience. Does that answer your question? Huh?
Must be way. I don't know. That was some time back. I had gone to, you know, Goshala in Mayapur. No, because there was a lot of we're trying to run it without depending on donations. But it turned out that it was, we had to create a fund to take care, because cow milk couldn't cover the cost. That's what.
Yeah, whatever it takes. But we should really research and tax our brains to seek ways of self-sufficiency. If we're just content to depend on donations, we'll always be that way. We may need them for now, but we should actually be really striving to create technologies, natural technologies, where we don't need it. And Krishna will help us. In fact, of all the Goshalas in the world, if you read Prabhupada's letters on cow protection, you'll find he put very, very much emphasis on Mayapur. The best people in the West who were taking care of cows, Prabhupada was asking them to come to India, specifically to Mayapur, to develop cow protection Goshala there. He considered it could really change India and it could change the world. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.